Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. As well, enter the coupon code HOLPCAST at checkout to save 20% off your order of $100 or more. Pro Circuit, we race.
Kyle Partridge, here we are at the Boulder City H&H test facility. How's your day today?
Everything was good today. I had an easy day. Did some sprints.
Yeah. Coming into Phoenix this weekend. Last weekend, bummer about the LCQ. What do you got to do to just keep it on two wheels?
Yeah, that's the goal. My speed's good. My fitness is good. I just need to keep it on two wheels. I made some pretty dumb mistakes last weekend and didn't end up getting into the main event. But hopefully this weekend I'll go in and get some good starts like I did in the LCQ and be up front.
Did you hit your front brake lever? The LCQ? Okay.
Hit it on the tough block.
Yeah. And was it something you were thinking about? Were you coming close to it? Did you have any idea? Or was it a total like?
No, I came in and they had like groomed the track in between the heats and LCQ and the rut was just starting to get started again. Mm-hmm. And I came in and kind of was above the rut and then dropped into it. When I dropped in, the forks like compressed and then I hit the tough block.
Lots of talk about the track. What'd you think? I mean, were you disappointed? Did it have anything good about it? Was it?
I think the only good thing about the track really was that not a lot of guys got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, if they succeeded at one thing, that would be it. But the track itself had no flow, no rhythm sections that really separated anyone. I mean, there's that one triple onto the tabletop, but even that was pretty basic. A lot of lights guys were doing it, so
right.
I wasn't a big fan.
How'd you feel though, first race with the team? And I went by your pits. It looked like very, very busy. How was it? How was that part of it all for you?
It was cool. You know, our truck.
It was cool, but was it easy to focus and get ready and all that?
Our truck wasn't as bad.
Yeah.
Hill and my truck was real mellow.
Yeah.
Like I think our truck had just our family and friends, and then
right.
Hart was over at the other one, so obviously a lot of people are over
that's
there.
That's where it
for
was.
Him, yeah.
So that part of it's nice, though, where everything's taken care of and you're out of a truck and you got all the parts. And all that. And Kenny was mentioning that part of the reason why the track was so terrible was you guys showed up after riding something like what we have here today, and then you show up and there's really – it's not like that. It wasn't like any test tracks. It wasn't like anything you've been riding.
Yeah, you know, we go and test on a supercross track and get our bikes set up for a legit supercross track, and then you get to the track and it's a completely different track than what you've been testing on. So the bike setup, I think, for anyone was way off after the first practice, and we had to make a lot of changes, and luckily we took a change in the right direction and my bike was good.
Yeah. Now obviously you're good in the whoops. We all know that. You've been good there probably since you first hit the scene. And one of the reasons is because you're tall, but where does your size hurt you, do you think, on a track? Where do you deal with difficulties in say being as tall as you are and as lanky as you are?
I think for me the hardest thing would be anything that's right out of a corner that's too steep to seat bounce, just that transition from sitting to standing.
Longer to get there.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder for me to get up off the seat just with that. And I tend to sit down a lot coming off of a triple into a corner just because it's hard to stay standing up and then sit down it halfway through and then stand back up.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say coming out of the corners.
Yeah, yeah. And funniest thing Watson said to you on Saturday?
There's
got to be a few.
Or maybe after the LCQ, he told me that I choked.
Nice, awesome. Even though you hit your front brake lever on a tough block, and there was no choking involved, it was a mistake. That's funny. So yeah, basically for you, you had to be pretty bummed on Saturday. But I mean, you got the speed to make it, right?
Yeah,
so that's kind of the attitude.
It was really frustrating just because I've been working so hard. I mean, I've put everything that I have into it this year, and especially with Ivan, and it was frustrating because there was a lot of guys in the main event that I think for sure I could have beaten. Mm-hmm. And I don't see any reason why, if I would have been in the main event and got a good start, I could have ran. If I would have been with Ivan the first 5-6 laps and ran with Ivan for halfway through, I would have for sure been inside the top 10.
But biggest surprise to you in Anaheim, rider wise, either somebody on your team, someone in the lights class, anything. Biggest surprise.
Cole Seeley.
Yeah.
Yep. He surprised me quite a bit. I didn't expect him to stay in front of Ratcher and Wilson.
Yeah.
I would definitely have thought they would have caught him. Yeah. And I think with him having that confidence, I think last year when he won at Dodger Stadium, after that he was on a roll for a couple races and then got hurt or something.
Yeah.
I think with him having that confidence, he's going to be pretty strong all year.
Okay. Biggest disappointment. What'd you expect or what'd you think? Or
I would say James.
James, yeah. Just with the way his night went.
He didn't look like he was trying.
Right.
You know? He just looked like he was trail riding.
Right,
I guess you couldn't really do much with the track. But at the same time, Villopoto, that guy's riding good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's shredding.
Cool, man. Well, hey, thanks for doing this. Thanks for letting me out here. And hopefully we got some good shots and some good videos and all that.
Thanks. Appreciate it.